Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
Now, I suppose you heard about poor old Bill Gates and his missus, Rusty. They separated, of course.
Rusty.
They separated, Jim. And I...
Is it Rusty or is it front or is it back? Or, yeah, how many can you... Broken?
Broken.
Which one do you want to go
boom.
With?
Boom. Boom. I like boom.
That's it. That's it.
I think it's
security.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll just think of some.
Go on, think of another one.
Great.
Side.
Gated.
Oh.
No. Right. So there's a judge talking to Bill, and I think it's Melinda, by the way.
Yes.
And he said, Mrs. Gates, in two words, describe your love life. And she said, micro and soft.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Well, it's probably grounds for divorce.
Oh, no.
And do you know Bill and Melinda Gates, they got divorced, Jim. Melinda got the house, but Bill kept the windows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. You see, you had a decent one, and then you went with a second one that's just garbage.
We'll cut that second one out, Ramsey.
We'll get rid of that second one. I think that's a good idea. We'll get rid of that one.
You wouldn't believe this, Jim. My wife has threatened to leave me because my obsession for CB radios. I think our marriage is over. Over.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think our marriage is over.
Oh,
over. No. I was on the CB.
Yeah, the Bill.
Breaker, come in, the breaker.
Can you turn him off permanently?
I think we got ourselves a convoy.
Lee Simon's in the airlock. He started this radio station. He might end it after that.
Lee Simon, yeah. Still with us.
Yeah.
The godfather of rock.
He is. Jim, here we go. I'm working on a good one tomorrow, so I can just let you know that.
Well, you've built this up for 2 days, so tomorrow better be bloody good.
I'm working on a good one. I've just got to get past legal and things. But I tell you what, Jim, it's been a strange old day. First, I found a hat full of money. Then, I was chased by an angry man with a guitar.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look,
you're now
Jill.
Stealing Busker's money.
He's a busker.
You're just taking off with Busker's money. Fat. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Walking down Moorable Street.
Yeah, that. No, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, you thought I'll just have that.
Oh, no. You're sick and tired of filling in, boy.
I would have stolen his money as well. You've been working on this one for 3 days, you
I have.
Said.
Wrote it out longhand.
I did longhand. And it's a joke, but also a bit of a history lesson,
oh, no.
Jim.
For this you, is where things go wrong.
For Jim, for you, and for the Rush Hour listeners, okay? So well, I'm going back here into the Second World War, Jim, days,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And the Japanese boys were having a big night out on one of their aircraft carriers, right? Huge night. There was plenty of beer and sake. There was plenty of rice and fish and soup and sushi. And there was a bit of entertainment, Jim, if you don't mind. You're listening?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. A bit of entertainment, yeah. If you don't mind.
Great night. Everyone enjoying themselves, okay?
Yes.
Next minute, the big boss, the admiral, stands up and addresses the room. Tomorrow at 700 hours, you will get in your planes and fly 2 hours east and crash your planes into the American warships. You will die as heroes. You will be known as kamikaze pilots, and you will be loved and revered all round the world. You will go down in Japanese history as heroes. I wish you all the best. Good luck. Are there any questions? A little Japanese pilot, Jim, down the back of the room, raises his hand and he says, are there any questions? Jim,
oh, no.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, no, I heard it, Bill.
Mate.
I think it's just occurred to that one up the back that this is a different style of mission from the one he signed
He's
up for.
He's having one of his great nights of all time with a bit of entertainment, frothies.
No. He spent 3 days researching what they drank and ate.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
Jimmy boy, a little fruity one. I apologise in advance, I bought a new stick deodorant today, yes. Jim. And the instructions on it read, remove cap and push up bottom. So I can barely walk today, but when I fart, the room smells beautiful. No. Jim.
That's not a props. That's an inappropriate Friday one.
I misread it,
Jim. I think you might have misread it. Geez, I haven't seen those deodorants for a while.
The old stick deodorants, they were good.
Sellers.
How good, Sellers?
Sellers, come on.
Come on, Sellers. Living for today. Big week. Big week, Jim.
Come on.
Big week.
Finish up.
Need a holiday.
For even more of Billy's jokes
and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour,
download the Listener app now.